Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your girl DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio, and you are tuned in to KPTR Behind the Music. And today we have with us Mr. Stanley Brown, and he is from the company Silent Partners of America. And first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, Stanley.
Well, thank you for allowing me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Now, for the people that are tuned in, that's going to listen to this interview, just tell them a little bit about yourself, like your location, you know, where you grew up.
Okay. Well, as you all know, my name is Stanley Brown, and I was born and raised in a city called East Cleveland, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. And I've always wanted to learn entrepreneurship. And so over the last 40 years, I've been learning how to build businesses, how to build world-class businesses. And I would like to share that information with you all.
Awesome. So when did you start getting into this particular, the club here that you have, the Silent Partners of America?
Okay. Our club is about 6 months old right now. It's not an old club. I realized the need for the club, so we just recently started. And we have several investors is ready to go. And so what we're looking for now, we're just looking for businesses that are scalable. We're looking for businesses that want to go national. And we're looking for, honestly, we're looking for people who's actually tired, who's ready to take their business to the next level.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're coming on today is because you want to help the Black community.
Yes, ma'am.
Why you decided to make this move?
Why I decided to make this move? Because I believe that it's my calling in life. I believe that I was sent here to do this because, like I said, over the last 40 years I've been studying, I've been learning a lot about how to build businesses. And one thing in my business, in my studies that I found was that all businesses need three things, okay? The first thing a business needs, whether you're a one-man operation or you're a 10,000-man operation, the first thing all of us need is customers. And we have this thing, support Black businesses right now. And a lot of us, when we think of support Black businesses, we think of two sections, which is do business with them and refer them to your friends and family. Okay, and that's good, and we need that. But there are two other elements that we're missing that's causing us not to have world-class businesses here in this United States of America. And those two things, other two things of the fight, is employment opportunities for African Americans. All companies need employees, especially large companies. Home Depot, McDonald's, Exxon, BP, Gas, you name a company, they have employees, they have customers, and they have employees. And the third part is a factor that we don't even think about when we say support Black business. And I believe this is one of the most important factors in supporting any business, whether it's Black, white, Chinese, Latino, it doesn't matter. In order for a business to grow, in order for a business to become an asset instead of a job, you need investors. And I believe that all short. Because Home Depot, Walmart, I mean, you name the company, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, you name any of these companies, none of them, no matter how good their products are, would not be what they are today if they didn't have investors partnering with them. And that's where the Silent Partners of America come in. We help you prepare your business to be attractive to investors. And then once you're in, you're attractive to investors, our investors will choose to invest with you. And that's one thing about our investors. They're very savvy. They're not people who just throw money out there. They're very savvy, so they look for specific things. And scalability is one of the top things they look for. All
right. Now, is this strictly for Black-owned businesses?
At this particular time, yes. And the reason why I'm focusing on African-American businesses is because we are the ones that need the most help right now. The African American community's economic situation is terrible when we're in a country that's designed for you to become rich. Okay?
Yeah.
This country here is designed for anyone and everyone to become wealthy. But you have
right.
to know the rules of the game. You can't try to become wealthy making up rules as you go. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. All we have to do is do what the wealthy people does. That's it. If we can learn that, if we can do that, you're inevitable to become wealthy.
Right. And that's one thing that we have to learn. And I know a lot of Black-owned businesses haven't quite figured that out yet. You know, they don't
right.
look, because there are Black banks and
right.
Black investing companies, you know, and things of that sort. It's just they don't look for them because, you know, most white businesses are always in your face. That's
right.
how you see, you know.
Right.
So I understand
right.
what you're saying. And we have to put in the effort to search for this. And there is a way. And, you know, when you and I talked, I was really impressed with what you were talking about and this project that you're working on, because I think it's going to benefit a whole lot of people, and I hope we can reach a whole lot of people
yes,
out
yes.
there, especially the Black-owned businesses. Now, you
yes.
gave me a little platform. You've already went over the three-part equation here for the support Black business. But now let's talk about number two, the white supremacy.
Okay. One of my favorite subjects again. And it's all based on economics, okay?
Yeah.
What is truly white supremacy? Okay, how are white people supreme over us? How are white people supreme actually in this world? It's
right.
all based on financials, because the United States cannot go to war anywhere without money. Okay.
This is true.
And so, yeah, we do have, you know, a group of in the population here that hate Black people. Yes, we have that. We have a group in the population that hate white people. We have a group of in this population that hate everybody, okay? And I don't believe that white supremacy is totally about the ones that hate us. What I do believe, though, is that the ones who are financially strong, they are the true supreme group of people in this country. Not so much the one that hate us, because you're going to have haters.
Right.
I mean, that's That's not supreme. Hating is not supreme. Okay.
Right.
Controlling the finances is supreme, because this system in the United States is based on finance. Okay.
Right.
And as long as the wealthy people can continually attract the attention away from you, away from them, okay, and we put it on the middle class and poor white people because they hate us. Some do, some don't. Not all the white people hate us, okay?
Right.
But there are some that, you know, and we focus on them. We're taking our energy and putting it in the wrong place. We really need to build up the our community. And the one of the ways that we can build our community is to have black businesses. And you mentioned there are black banks out here that's, you know, like you say, none of us heard of them. And that's, and it goes the same with all the black businesses. In my city, we have, if you was to say Hot Sauce Williams or Kim's Wings, or let me see, what's another one we got? Hot Sauce Wings, Kim Wings, or Open Pit Barbecue. Okay, in my city, most black people know them. Okay, but if you go to Columbus, which is 200 miles away from Cleveland, Ohio, okay, no one has ever heard of Hot Sauce Williams. No one has ever heard of B&M's. No one has ever heard of Kim's or Open Pit.
Right.
And these restaurants make very, very good food. Okay? But if you go, if you're in Cleveland, everyone has heard of McDonald's. You go to Columbus, everyone's heard of Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Fridays, okay? And it's a specific, and those people don't even make good food. Okay?
That's correct. I can't stand it.
Right. These banks, they charge us all kind of fees and rape our bank accounts, and we still put money in those banks. You know, so it's not so much based quality. Okay, quality, you want good quality, but it's really not, business is really not based on that. It's based on how many people know you, how many people think of you when they're hungry, how many people think of you when they need a part, when they need their car fixed, how many people think of you when they need repairs on their house. Okay, that's what it's based on. Okay, what those McDonald's, Burger King's, Home Depot's, Lowe's, or whatever, what those people do that we don't do, they have investors and they mega advertise. They dominate in advertising. Those people, they built their businesses for investors to like them, for investors to want to buy into them. That's how they built their business. Okay, because it doesn't matter. The Kroc family who created the systems for McDonald's expansion. Okay, it doesn't matter. None of his family probably worked for McDonald's. But they're getting residual income from McDonald's. How did they do that? There's a formula, and that formula is the formula that we want to grow our business with. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, you know. And I want to go back to the point of the bank, okay, the African-American banks. What does Bank of America do, or Wells Fargo? What do they do that our banks are not doing? They have investors, obviously. They don't advertise. Because I can be in Cleveland, Ohio, and bank with a bank in Atlanta, Georgia today with technology the way it is. I don't have to live in Atlanta, bank with a bank in Atlanta. I can bank with a bank in Paris. Okay. So what are those doing to catch the eye of the majority of people? They're not advertising. They're not dominating in advertising. Some of us say, well, I do advertise, but you have to dominate in advertising. All of these companies, McDonald, Burger King, they dominate in advertising. You know, our people, we want the word out is the best form of advertising. And wrong, gone. Word of mouth is good.
Right.
But dominating in advertising. Because once you pass away, once you get tired, your business is dead. Sam Walton has been dead for 10 years. Is Walmart slowing down? Ray Kroc has been dead for 20, 30, 40 or something like that. Is McDonald's slowing down in growth? No.
They are steam. Right.
Why? Because investors and they dominate in advertising. Those are two different. Their food is bad. I don't think the potatoes are real potatoes.
You're right about that. It's killing us.
Yeah. Yeah. The potatoes are not real potatoes, I don't believe. Because I know potatoes. Huh?
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
No. Okay. Well, I was saying that when I cook potatoes in my house and then I leave them out and they get cold, they still kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
But
they
when
are.
I cook, when I eat cold McDonald's french fries, I'm talking about nasty. They don't taste like my.
It's
potatoes.
Like eating cardboard.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's terrible, you know.
Right.
And I hope the ones that are tuned in are really enjoying and taking this all in. We're coming up, or we are right now, on halftime.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this little quick commercial, and we come back. We're going to go into, I still have the chart. White laws versus black laws.
Oh, yeah.
and that was B. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Attention artists. KPTR presents the Dance Craze Challenge. For the first time on KPTR, we will host our very own Dance Craze Madness Challenge. You will have to create a dance song and the dance to go with the song. You must do a video showing your dance moves. It's okay if you don't dance. You can use your friends and family to do the dance for you. The goal for this challenge is to go viral. We want the whole world to see and do your new dance. The rules are: all tracks must be radio edited and mastered. All MP3s must have artist name and song title. Send all tracks to djcarmi@yahoo.com. Subject: Dance Craze. All tracks that do not have the artist name, song title, and are not radio edited will be disqualified. Most of all, just have a blast. Make a video of your dance and send it in as well. Deadline is September 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Winner will receive a snapback cap from VIP Instrumental.
Metal.
A t-shirt from Jelly World.
Jelly World.
T-shirts, hats, and wristbands from Started With Nothing Entertainment. 5 free beats from Mozart Jones Productions. Radio play on Unisol Radio Network. Interview on WEZH Radio. and also radio play. An article in Hip Hop Forum magazine. Free promo on KPTR for 1 year. 1 year of free royalty-paying radio play. 1 year with your video on the front page of KPTR's website. And 1 year of digital publishing and KPTR interview. Your track will be published in these stores: iTunes, Spotify, Amazon MP3, Google Play, RDIO, Deezer, Xbox Music, Rhapsody, eMusic, Symphy, Move, MySpace Music, iHeartRadio, and more. So what are you waiting for? Send your track in now.
All right, we are back with Mr. Stanley Brown. Oh, of the, isn't it Silent Partners of America?
Yes, the Silent Partners.
And if you've been here then, you probably learned a whole lot of information. But guess what? We have a little bit more information to share with you guys. And we're going to start out with Mr. Brown. You talking about the white laws versus black laws.
Okay. There's a principle that most of us do not understand. And I'm reading a book called, and this is a principle, Make the Rules or Your Rivals Will. Okay? There seem to be not many laws or many people who govern that has sympathy for African American lives. Okay? I'm talking anywhere from just regular citizens all the way to judges, prosecutors. I'm talking police officers. I'm talking preachers, teachers. You know, I'm talking presidents of the United States of America. These people, a lot of them, do not have regard for African American lives. Okay? They make the rules. They make the laws. How can a police officer walk up to a 12-year-old boy and shoot him in the stomach and kill him? Okay? How?
Right.
And they don't convict him for murder. I argue with my wife or a girlfriend or kid or whoever. The police called. I go to jail and get a conviction.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, and then I have to go through all kind of mess. And then I got a domestic violence on my record and all of this stuff. But you have a young black male walking home from the store, get approached by an aggressor. Okay, defends himself, the aggressor shoots him and get off. That is not right. That's black laws against white laws. Now, let me explain how these laws come into existence.
Okay.
They come through the people that makes the laws. And who makes the laws? The senators, the council people, elected officials, they make the laws, okay? And 90%, I'm going to say even 99% of the people who make the laws, who get elected, okay, are white men and women that has businesses behind them to support their campaign. When you look on the flip side of the coin, with us, we don't have too many businesses, large corporations behind us to support the people who have our best interests in mind, in heart. Okay? That's the
importance. Absolutely right.
the Silent Partners of America, okay, because we're going to build businesses that will support people who support us. There are very few councilmen in the African American community that can go to what's the name, Boeing 740, the company Boeing, and ask for donations for their campaign. Okay, you have to be a house in, and you know what that N stands for, in order to get that. But a true person that's running for office that cares about the community, they can't go get that. You know, they can't call, you know, the corporate office in Atlanta. They can't call the corporate office in California and say, this is what we stand for. This is what we want to do, and we need your support. Okay, we may be able to call on the little mom and pop restaurant or business in your local neighborhood, and they are only able to give you so much money.
True.
And, you know, so the point is that laws cost money. In order to get laws passed that you want to get passed, you have to have somebody there fighting for that law. And they cost money.
Right.
Point. Most of our laws don't get passed. Even when my president, Barack Obama, he made some laws that's getting cut out right now. Okay.
Yep. Sure.
Because you know
that's true.
The support that's backing those laws. We backed him, but we didn't back his. We're not backing his laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's millions of dollars that's supporting tear down everything Barack did, and there are maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars that's trying to keep it there. It's unbalanced.
Right.
Is very much unbalanced.
Yeah, and I mean anybody with common sense can see that. You know, we just have to try to figure out how to take the blinders off of people's eyes so they can see, you know, the real message, see the truth. And I want to thank you for, you know, coming up with this idea, because our brothers and sisters, to be honest with you, are quite lost. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So we appreciate people like you, and we hope that this project that you're doing is going to go forward and be very successful. And we are coming up to the end of the interview, but I really want you to tell the audience how to get in touch with you. Tell them what you have to offer them as well.
Okay. Okay, you can reach me at my email. The email is the Silent Partners 216@gmail.com. Okay, you can email me if you want to be an investor or if you want investors to invest in your business. That's the best way to reach me. And what was your other question again? I'm sorry.
To tell them about the benefits of them joining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the benefits of our company, I mean, of being connected with us, being a part of our group, is that we will take you step by step on how to build a business and the business run without your presence, and it profit and it grows. Because fact of the matter, no matter how smart you are, no matter how energized you are about your business, you can only take your business as far as your mind can go, according to your faith. You can only take your business that much, but if you add other people to it, you add other ideas, you add partners in there with you, people who want to see you grow and will do what they can do to help, that is very beneficial for you to become a member with the a partner with the partners of the Silent Partners of America. So, yeah, I look forward to getting emails.
Absolutely. So, guys, make sure that you look him up. He is with the group Silent Partners of America. Please do that, Stanley. We want to thank you so much for coming on the show and maybe even talk to you more about this in the future.
Definitely. I really look forward to talking to you some more because that's not all the story.
I know it's
not.
You're
going
to have a part two, everybody. You're welcome.
Please.
So, guys, stay tuned.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All right. We are out.
Ha ha ha.